I knew you could do it. You're here for module 4, session number 1, which is intro to headlines. Really excited to go into these with you guys today. In this module and in this session, here's what you'll learn. First of all, why stronger hooks can actually revolutionize your business, how one sentence can really make a major impact. The many uses of a good headline to get the attention of your readers, and the way that master copywriters create headlines that authors should immediately stop the way they're doing it and do this instead. So, good headlines can really make a major impact, because when your book sounds good right away, you don't have to work as hard to sell it. There's so many people out there doing so much work, trying so many tricks, but having a really strong headline can take away some of that work, and we all need to work a little bit less. I know I do. Now, when you have that headline in place, it's actually easier to get sales, subscribers, reviews, more Facebook followers, more whatever. It's easier to do that with a stronger hook. And when you have a great headline on one book, it can actually sell your other books, because people read that book and they say, what else has this person written? And then they go and find those other books. I want to tell you the story of Adam Croft. So Adam Croft was doing pretty well for himself. He's a thriller writer, thrillers and mysteries, and he did pretty well. He was making an earning. You know, he was making a valid wage. He could have quit his job and lived on less and still probably done fine. But when he had one idea for a book with such a strong hook, it actually turned everything around. It actually made a huge difference in his career. And that hook was, would you murder your wife to save your daughter? And that's chilling. I mean, that's really emotional right there. And that book, Her Last Tomorrow, which he used that hook on, really changed everything. You've got this headline here from The Guardian, from paying the bills to £2,000 a day, making a killing from self-publishing. This one hook, this one sentence, this one idea changed everything. Now, Adam is not a special snowflake. I've talked to him. No, I mean, he's a great guy. But that doesn't mean he's the only one who can come up with a great idea. That's what this session and module is about, coming up with those great ideas. So really, 80% of the battle is that first line. And this is why Adam was so successful, because he had a great first line, so people kept reading. But about 80% of people stop reading after the first line, after your first line on your books, on your ads, on your landing page. And so if your first line stinks, people just aren't going to read it. So if you hook them, and I use a lot of different terms for this, tagline, headline, hook, they're all the same thing. But if you hook them with that killer tagline, you're set. You can get them to do what you want, like buy a book, like join your email list. And even if you think that you are terrible at writing copy, it's possible to train this, to grow. Your first book that you wrote was probably not as good as your second and your third. But I'm going to tell you exactly how to write better headlines, some systems for writing them, and then you're going to get better. And then your headline is going to do more of the heavy lifting for you. So where do these headlines go? Well, it's not just on your book descriptions, but book descriptions is the first place we put them. We have a really killer headline. We put it at the top of our book description. You can also use them on your Facebook ads or your YouTube ads or Twitter ads, wherever you're doing ads. You can have your headline here. When we have our landing pages, when we're sending traffic to a page to join our email list, we can have a headline right there at the top. On our websites, of course, especially if you are driving a lot of traffic to it, if you are picking up traffic from a blog, it helps to have a headline there. Your emails to readers. This is a key. I mean, you've already learned a lot about writing these emails, but when you are talking to your readers and you give them that hook right in that email, they're more likely to click through. Now, where else do these headlines go? That's not it. Just those five is not the end. They also go in emails to other authors. I mean, we've talked about networking. And if your books sound great, another author who you become friends with, who you get to know, etc., when your book is ready to go and you want to try to find a promo partner, having a great hook really helps. You can also send these in reviewer requests. We go into this a little deeper in module 6, but if you are having trouble getting those early reviews and your street team hasn't kicked into gear quite yet, you can email reviewers and a good hook makes a major impact. You can also send this to the press. You can have a strong hook because, I mean, what needs headlines more than the press, than newspapers, than magazines? If you have that strong headline to help you to get their attention, I mean, you might as well use it. You can also use these on book promotion sites. I know from my personal experience, by having a strong hook at the beginning of my description and at the beginning of the description that I send a promo site like a BookBub, eReader News Today, Bargain Booksy, having that strong hook really helps to get the click. And then really any features about your book. So if you're featured as part of a box set, and you have just two or three lines to use as your description, you can put it there. Something in the press, something featuring your book anywhere on someone else's site, like a guest post, you can use these headlines there. Now, I've learned a lot about headlines over time, and I used to teach this module a certain way. I could have taught headlines better. I feel like I focused too much on the structure. I focused too much on how to do it and not necessarily the why behind everything. But I think I've improved upon that in this version because it's not about the structure so much. It's about the emotion. It is about what your headline is saying and how it makes your readers feel. And that's really what it comes down to. Because if a headline does not get your readers to feel some kind of emotion, then it needs to be replaced. It's not good enough. It's not ready for prime time. You need to work on that headline until it is amazing, until it provokes an emotional response. Like Adam's provokes a real emotional response. Yours needs to be just as strong. So that's why I recommend you write 20 of them. Like I mentioned with the email subject lines, you need multiple options to choose from because sometimes the first thing you think of is not right. Is the first idea you think of for a book always right? No, you need to brainstorm. You need to consider your options. And sometimes the stuff on the surface is not the best. You need to get into your flow. You need to dig a little deeper. And that's why I recommend writing 20. And when you think of these in a stream of consciousness kind of way, you can bring out the best ideas, the ones that you never even could imagine came out of your brain. It's like when you read one of your own books and you say, really? I thought of that? Oh, that was kind of smart. This is your opportunity to find those for your headline. And it's going to take time. I'm not going to go out and say, you are going to learn all of this perfectly right away, and then you're going to be perfect at headlines. No, you're going to learn. You're going to grow. That's just how this stuff works. But over time, you're going to get better at this, and then you're going to have a headline that has incredible results. And I'm excited to help guide you through that. And it is worth the work because Adam made over 6 figures from one book with one hook. It wasn't his first book and it wasn't his first headline he came up with. But that means that the success he had and the success I've seen other authors have with just using that strong headline at the beginning, it can make a major impact. So it's worth putting the time in. And I've had other authors who've worked with the program who've seen an immediate growth just from that new headline, just from changing the headline. And I know I've seen it in my work as well. And the best part is, you only need to get it right once per book, and maybe even less than that, because if you have a hook that's really good on one book, people might go and buy the other books if it's in a series, or the other books by you if you're the author. So here's a recap on this session. A good headline really can work wonders. It's amazing what one strong line can do. And Adam Croft really took off with just one line of copy. One line. And that's why there's a module dedicated to this one line. And if you put in the time to come up with 20 examples of these headlines that you could use for your book, it is going to be well worth, probably you could do that in less than 20 minutes. It's going to be worth the 20 minutes. And it's going to be worth all the effort you put into learning from this module. So let's move on to the next module where we can learn how to write a strong hook that will make a major impact for the rest of your author career.